Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics. We're changing our subject matter around kind of the last minute here. Some of the news that's come out that Jimmy and I have been chatting about for the last, almost an hour now, is absolutely unbelievable. And Jimmy has put together a list of links verifying every single thing that we are going to be talking about here. So I would like all of my liberal friends to please go to the links and see that we're not just poking fun at people. I'm going to talk about various subjects here. And Jimmy, I want you to start out if you would, please.
Well, I mean, there's so many things that have happened this week that are right. So far out of the norm for American, you know, either traditional American politics or actually what people actually what they want. We've talked about this before. This administration is doing things that, you know, on the border with less than, you know, when less than 30% support. He's doing, you know, things on the economy that are actually, you know, creating inflation. He's firing federal employees, forcing businesses to fire people that don't get vaccinations before he's even got a letter out for it. And it's becoming unbelievable. But here's one that really, really takes the cake. His administration, according to the Wall Street Journal, and we mentioned it, you know, we'll mention a little bit later too, but they're asking for $450,000 per illegal immigrant that was separated by the Trump administration in 2018, which means up to nearly $1 million to a family that was illegally coming to the United States, breaking the law, was separated because of the Trump administration's policies for either stay in Mexico or, you know, because of basically trying to control the border. And they want to give away $1 million. How the heck, one, could we afford it? But two, how the heck do they think Americans are actually going to support that when 75% of the population want to control the border better? And here's my only justification from their perspective. They have focused immensely on hating Trump. They're using anything they can to fire up their base and the extreme progressives in order to try and continue that dialogue. By doing this, they're bringing it up and saying, oh, well, you know, Trump separated families, which was an argument that was successful for them in the run-up to the 2020 election. I think the same things happened with Terry McAuliffe. He's trying to run against, in Virginia for the governor's race, he's trying to run against Trump and not Glenn Youngkin. I think they're missing the boat completely. They are so controlled by the progressive left, and they are so believing their own rhetoric and their own lies. And the influencers there are, one, either completely evil and trying to destroy this country, or two, so politically incompetent that they're going to destroy themselves. I'm hoping it's the latter.
I'm afraid it's not going to be, Jimmy. There are too many people who have fallen under this spell, for the lack of saying. A good friend of mine sent me an article a couple of days ago that I also want to offer to all the listeners. Just give me an email address. You post them on the site when you comment. You guys give me an email address. I'll send you all this information. It's really, really damaging to our country. There is an article that a friend of mine sent me that is basically stating that Donald Trump on January 6th attempted a coup d'etat, and this fellow believes it. He said, I'm really concerned, and you mean to tell me you're still considering supporting Trump? I'd like you to read that article, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very interesting. I am getting so involved in this stuff, I'm going back to drinking is all I can say. It's amazing.
Don't do it.
Our country is absolutely going in the toilet. Absolutely. Al Sharpton wants President Biden to give more power to the Vice President, Kamala Harris. I mean, I suppose that's based on the great job she did on the border when Biden put her down there. I would love to be a mouse in a room where Biden is having what he thinks is a private conversation with some of his confidants. I think he's the one who's going to get hurt the very most in all of this. Any comments?
We had reporting this week that Jill Biden was asking for ways to impeach a vice president. Now, that reporting, we don't know how detailed it is or how effective it is, but insiders and some people that have very close contacts are worried about this internal struggle between the Biden team in the White House and the vice president's team. And we've known from the beginning that people had expected Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party, and some people wanted her to be able to move into that position if Biden, you know, failed. And he's failing pretty hard, as well as his, you know, capacity is incredibly right. limited. So there's an internal struggle of fight, and it's like Game of Thrones right now in Washington. Who can stab each other in the back? And it's not just in Washington. It's also in New York. We see Letitia James, the attorney general, who went dramatically after Andrew Cuomo, the former governor, for sexual abuse, completely overlooking him putting 15,000 people into retirement homes, forcing them back under COVID and them dying, completely ignored that, but getting him on something that the left and the progressives would support, which was a woman, you know, a womanizing thing. So now she's announced her candidacy for governor. So here she takes him out, and then she now steps in to fill the void. This stuff is incredibly, incredibly divisive, and it is third world. I've lived in many, many countries, and I have not seen this level of corruption in any place that was moving more towards the West. We are moving way, way, way towards authoritarian and corrupt leadership that we cannot trust anymore.
The comment that I want to make is everything that Jimmy and I are talking about right now, and most of this credit has to go to Jim, I have to tell you, everything that he has brought up to me and everything that he has talking about and everything that I'm talking about is all on the internet, and we can provide links to every single topic. The one that I think is really interesting is there was a joke about California mandating that second graders visit gay bars. That actually happened in Florida. I have the link. All I can say is I sure as heck, if I had a second grader, I wouldn't want them indoctrinated into something like a gay bar. That's simply not appropriate. Jimmy, continue, please.
Yeah, so we see this complete uprising with parents that are frustrated over gender education for kindergartners through, you know, K through five students, well, through any level of education in our public schools. You see this huge pushback against critical race theory, which is divisive, which alienates and paints white people, white children, as something like something they can control, as like bad and evil. And people are pushing back on it. But some people are actually doubling, tripling down on it. Terry McAuliffe did in Virginia. And then this example of, you know, a school board member chaperoning a trip to a gay bar for little kids. And if you look at the menu choices of what this place has, and they, you know, they're proud of it. These people are proud of doing this. And it's just, I'm going to reiterate it. It's the crazies running the nut house, man. We have gone, they have taken so much power, and Americans have been so neglectful in understanding their local politics. Now they're having to stand up and say, wait a second, what happened? And we're beginning to see some pushback. And I think in the next segment, I can give you some areas that are actually starting to show some serious pushback. But I wanted to end one more here for this segment. You know, the Biden administration is mandating the vaccines. 20 people went and sued the government. The government came, you know, for the Pentagon and contractors. A judge actually said, you can't do that. And the Biden administration said, we don't care. That's how corrupt we've got. That is how corrupt. This administration does not care what the equal, separate, but equal branch of our judicial system is doing.
Hey, you guys, we're going to be back here. We're going to be back here in probably no more than about 30 seconds. Stick around. This is really getting fun.